You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 179, Barney, Just the Facts. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and I'm sure you're going to find things that the Mayberry fans in your life are going to enjoy, so drop by over at weversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by Audible.com. Drop by audibletrial.com/two chairs and get a free audiobook. You got a 14-day free trial, and you get to keep that audiobook for free. You get to keep it. It's great. Hey, folks. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it's great to have you with me. We've been in the chat room before the show started tonight, so I invite you guys on Monday nights, normally on Monday nights, to drop by the live.twochairsnowaiting.com website, and you can be a part of the chat room as well, because the title for tonight's show, Barney, Just the Facts, came from Matt, who goes by Farmer Sam Jones, in our chat room. So you can be a part of the show, and Matt got to actually name the episode because I didn't have a name. I was telling him what I was going to talk about tonight, and he came up with it. So it's a lot of fun. There's 19 people in there right now visiting, and you could be a part of that as well. So I invite you over. What's more Mayberry than visiting with friends? So head on over. Now, what we're going to be talking about is the Mayberry facts, and we're going to focus on Don Knotts. Now, before I do that, last week's episode was Where is Mayberry? And last week, I had the question somebody had in the chat room ask, was the population of Mayberry. What was the population? Well, I didn't know at the time, but I looked it up in the Andy Griffith Show book by Ken Beck and Jim Clark. They've got a great section in there about the history of Mayberry, North Carolina. You can get that book over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. I'll have a link to it directly in our show notes. So I encourage it. Great book, Jim Clark and Ken Beck. Great job writing this book. And it's written as almost a history book of Mayberry itself, the people there. So it's written in that format. Now, how many people lived in Mayberry? Well, according to this book, it says that the elevation of the town of Mayberry is 671 feet above sea level. I didn't know that. And its population was a little less than 2,000 at the beginning of the 1960s. And according to the statistics sign over at the train depot, the population rose to 5,360 by the mid-1960s. So there you go. There's an answer to a question from last week, was what was the population of Mayberry? Well, according to Ken Beck and Jim Clark in the Andy Griffith Show book, that's our answer. So that's what I'm going to try to do tonight for some other things. We're going to answer some questions that are frequently asked about, in this case, Barney. So there's our title, Barney, Just the Facts. I love it. And we're gonna answer some of these questions. One of them, and I think we may have hit this before, is why did Barney, Don Knotts, leave the Andy Griffith Show after the fifth season? Well, Andy had originally signed on to do the show for 5 years, and Don Knotts had a 5-year contract. That's what he said. And he went on to say, Andy said, "I'm only going to do this for 5 years and then move on," was a quote that Don had said that Andy had told him. Even in the beginning of the fifth year, he was still saying that. "So I started self-protecting immediately and began searching out what I was going to do next. I interviewed with all the networks. I was very hot with that show, so I could have gone almost done almost anything I wanted. Finally, I wound up getting a very nice feature deal with Universal to make The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Anyway, it came down to this. I hadn't actually signed with Universal yet, but had made a lot of deals and negotiated for a long time. Then all of a sudden, Andy turned around and changed his mind. He came to me and said, I've decided to stay on. What do you think? We've got a new deal to offer you. Do you want to stay? But by then, I had already committed myself to Universal, where I had an opportunity to make features. Although I didn't have a production company, they gave me an office, and my own writers, and a 5-year contract. It was a nice deal. And by then, I thought it was time for me to move on, so I did. I came back and did a few shows with Andy. I used to kid with them back when I came back. I'd say, are you still working with that little screen? Then they'd yell, here comes the big movie actor. Anyway, so that's Don Knotts' own reason. He spoke out and said that was why he left the show after the 5th season. So anyway, that's from Don himself. So there's your answer of why did Don Knotts leave the Andy Griffith Show after the 5th season. So there we go. Here's another one that's very common. Is it true that Don Knotts was a drill instructor in the Marine Corps? And I may have answered this before, but to the best of our knowledge, this is coming from Del Robinson. He was a co-author of a book called The Definitive Andy Griffith Show Reference. He says, to the best of my knowledge, Don Knotts was attending college when he enlisted in the Army. He served 2 years in the Special Service Division. I don't believe he was ever a drill instructor, nor ever in the Marine Corps. And that's Dale saying that, and that's my understanding as well. Don was not a Marine Corps drill instructor. Even though that's a very common thing you'll see on the internet, it's not true. So don't let them trick you into that. So let's go on here. Well, here we go. What are the words to the tongue twister that Barney recites for Opie? Well, someone asked about Barney using the tongue twister, and I remember the line well. This is coming from Harvey Bullock, by the way, the writer. He said, I remember the line well. It was in an episode I wrote. That twister was taught to me by a private elocution teacher way back when I was a teenager in high school in the 30s. I and my folks paid for her standard fee of 50 cents an hour. With my parents, or why did my parents, were they concerned about my speech? I never did find out. That's what Harvey said. I never did find out. The twister went like this. It was, with sturdy wrist and loudest boast, he thrust his fist against the post and still insists he sees a ghost. So that's what it is. And Harvey says, keep up the great work on the bulletin board. All the best from Mayberry, Harvey Bullock. Harvey Bullock was a writer of the Andy Griffith Show, wrote, I believe, 32 or 36 episodes. It's lost in my mind right now. But he wrote a lot of episodes about the Andy Griffith Show. And this was the one in particular. He was answering this question for us. What are the words to the tongue twister that Barney recites for Opie? The words are, with sturdy wrist and loudest boast, he thrust his fist against the post and still insists he sees a ghost. That's as fast as I can do it. So you can practice that yourself. And if you want to see the answer to this, this is in the Mayberry Facts. If you go to mayberry.info and click on Mayberry Facts and go to Barney, you'll be able to find the words to that and Harvey's answer yourself. So you can go and read it and try to learn it and say it with sturdy wrist and loudest boast. He thrust his fist against the post and still insists he sees a ghost. That's Barney's tongue twister. Let's see here. And there's just so many very neat things like that. Now, there's one that we've had several different answers, and so I'm going to read these all to you. In Barney Gets His Man, the episode, Barney says, bread and butter. Is that a line? Is it supposed to stand alone, or did they edit out something? That's a question we've got. And people, the answer that we have is this. That scene is intact. Barney's bread and butter line was written as a freestanding line, though one dripping with irony that Barney is actually quite scared about encountering escape convict Eddie Brooks. Barney obviously is trying to convince himself that it's just routine situation or bread and butter. Now, that was one of our answers we had, and we also received this as a related note to that. It says, I'm sorry to disagree with your reply, because this that original answer came out of the August e-bullet. I don't remember of what year, but the bullet of 1 year. It says, I have to disagree with your reply in the August bullet regarding Barney saying bread and butter and Barney gets his man. This was a common expression when two people were walking together, walked on opposite sides of an object. And I remember that myself. He says, I think the scene gets such a laugh because in spite of Barney being so scared, he still thinks of saying bread and butter when Andy and he go around something and pass on each side. Well, as Barney said in that same episode, when Andy asked him why he wasn't saying anything, I swallowed my gum. This is what Jim Clark says. And boy, we sure did on this one. We received a record number of letters, somewhere around 20. We quit counting at 20, pointing out the incompleteness of our answer when we were talking about bread and butter. We had said that Barney was saying bread and butter because it was ironic and funny because he was trying to treat the manhunt as routine. And while that may have been a secondary meaning for what the writers had in mind, surely the primary one was of having Barney automatically say bread and butter when he and Andy walked on opposite sides of a tree during an intense manhunt. Our Goober staff had always heard peanut butter and jelly and salt and pepper were expressions when people passed on opposite sides of an object, but bread and butter escaped us. And while we were on the subject, a similar instance of Barney using a superstitious expression is when he and Doc Malloy are breaking out of the Mayberry Jail in Jailbreaks, episode number 50. When they both say, so far so good at the same time, Barney insists that they say needles and pins, and lock pinky fingers around each other. And of course, what's funny is that bad guy Malloy actually complies. So anyway, that answers that question. If you ever had it, why did Barney say bread and butter? Plus, it gives us into a little bit of the superstitious nature of Barney Fife. Now, what was Don Knotts' real name? We've talked about this before, so I'm sure you know. His real name was Jesse Donald Knotts. We know that. Here's a good one. Was there ever a mention of a deputy before Barney? Now, the answer comes from Paul Mulick, one of our trivial experts on the Andy Griffith Show. He says, no, not unless you count the pilot episode. In the pilot, Andy had deputized town drunk Will Hoople so that Will could arrest himself every time he got drunk. Now, this is the Danny Thomas episode, which happened every single day he got drunk. This, of course, was before the character of Otis joined the series in episode 2. So this, they're saying in the pilot episode, that's what he had done. So that's the first episode of the show, not the Danny Thomas. I'm sorry. On other episodes mention the fact that Andy has had temporary deputies, but we don't know for sure if they came before Barney. For example, Floyd tells us in episode 150 that Andy once deputized him so that he could be a color bearer in the Veterans Day parade. In that same episode, we learn that Goober serves as a deputy every Halloween so that he can guard the cannon in the park. So yeah. Anyway, there we go. Now, here's a little bit of trivia for you that's not really necessarily a huge question, but listen to this. On Jeopardy, the TV show Jeopardy, everybody knows the theme to Jeopardy. On Jeopardy, one of the questions was about a fellow named Duncan Fife who made furniture. Is this the same fellow that Barney thought he was kin to in episode number 25, A Plaque for Mayberry? Well, Paul Mulick has the answer on this too. Duncan Fife was a famous cabinet and furniture maker from the Boston area. He lived, I think, during colonial times, about 200 years ago. I'm sure somebody will correct us if we're wrong on this, but Paul says, I was watching a show on the Learning Channel a while back. I forget the name of the show, but it was hosted by two silly guys who talk about furniture and home repair. One day, one of them said he had an old piece made by Duncan Fife. The other guy said he liked it, but his was made by Barney Fife. So that's so Mayberry is everywhere, folks. If you just keep watching, you'll find more and more of it as you go throughout your day. You know, that's great. Now, this is a question that we've gotten before, and I don't know if you've ever heard this. Barney says something like this. He says, your kid cost me 3,478 simoleons, or something like that. sounds similar to that, is what the guy says. Does anyone know what Barney was saying and what the term means? Now, I never thought about that, but they ask, is it a foreign currency? Well, the term is simoleons. That kid of yours cost me 3,478 simoleons, because that's a slang term for cash. I'm sure most of us know that, but maybe you didn't, because that was a question we have gotten many times. People did not know what the name of that was. So I wanted to make sure we're trying to cover all of our bases here. Well, folks, I'm not going to read all of these to you all night, but I want to encourage you, if you want to find out Barney, just the facts, to head over to Mayberry.info and check out the Mayberry Facts section. You can go to Mayberry or imayberry.com and click the link for Mayberry Facts, and it'll have that same information there as well. So if you have questions like this and you don't know the answer and you can't find them, I'd love to hear those from you as well. We'll try to find out the answer and report it right here on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Andy Griffith Show fan podcast, because that's what we're here to do, guys, is to answer your questions. Now, there's a lot more of these. We won't cover any more on this episode, but there's several more talking about what was Barney's middle name. Let's go ahead and cover that since I mentioned it, because that may bother everybody. In high school reunion episode, his full name was listed as Bernard Milton Fife, but I always thought he said his name was Bernard P. Fife. Well, here's your answer. Every time Barney says his name, when he actually says his full name, he says Bernard P. Fife. Apparently, Milton and Oliver, they must have been incorrect. Maybe they're just listed that way, because we never actually hear Barney, when he says his own name, say Bernard Milton or Oliver. We don't know what the P stands for. I have no idea. But I like to think it's his middle name is Paul. You know, Bernard Paul, because this is written by Paul Mulick answering this question. It has a nice sound to it, don't you think? Paul Mulick. So, we've all heard Bernard P. Fife, and we've seen Bernard Milton Fife and Bernard Oliver Fife. We've seen both of those. But Barney, if he ever says his own name, always said Bernard P. Fife. So there's the answers. So, all right. So, hey, we got a little bit more stuff for you here. We've got some comments from listeners. Good. We got a comment in from Andrew, and he was talking about episode number 160 of Two Chairs No Waiting, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, part two. He said, what a timeless movie. Having so many Mayberry connections makes it that much more timeless. It answers some questions some of us had always wondered. What if Barney Fife got his own movie? I'm still keeping my fingers crossed for a restored Blu-ray version in 5.1 surround sound, because the music is so great. Would love to see some bonus material too. You know, maybe an interview with Don Knotts. That would be great. Boy, wouldn't it, Andrew? Thanks so much for writing in. I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast episode. And if you haven't seen it, folks, it's episode number 160, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken Part 2. So you really want to see 61 as well, because they're both, I think, if you enjoy that movie at all, because I don't see how you couldn't, because it is Barney Fife gets his own movie. Definitely. So definitely want to encourage you to head over and check those out. We got another comment from Lucille. And she had written in about Two Chairs No Waiting, number 176, Remembering Don Knotts, number 4, part 1. There's two parts to that one, so encourage you to listen to it. And she just said, does my heart good to see this? Thanks ever so much. Well, thank you, Lucille, for writing in. If you didn't get to see that or hear it, the episodes actually have Don Knotts giving answers to questions from the audience at an event up in Kingsport, Tennessee. And I know you would really enjoy that. And then finally for this episode, we got a comment from Nate Jenkins. He wrote in, now this is about episode number 34 of Two Chairs No Waiting. So we got people still going back and leaving comments about old episodes. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you'll hear this eventually. But if you're on episode 34, you've got, I don't know, 100 and something episodes to catch up with us. So, but hopefully you will. He said, now, episode number 34 was Howard Morris interview. That's Ernest T. Bass himself. And he said, great podcast. I grew up watching the Andy Griffith Show, and I've always been a big fan. Keep up the good work. Hey, thank you so much, Nate. I really do appreciate, and thank you for listening to those old shows like that. It's amazing to me how many people are going back and listening to the old ones and catching their way up to now. So thanks for all of you listening, and hopefully you'll eventually hear this podcast at number 179. You know, you're a few episodes behind, but you'll catch up. And that's one of the ideas. The old podcasts I've done, all of them pretty much, are not time sensitive. So you could go back and listen to them at any time and hopefully enjoy them just like they were this brand new episode. So I encourage you, if you haven't, go back and check out all the old episodes. Now, the audio quality, the sound quality hopefully has improved over time, but I believe it was good enough even back then that you would still enjoy the show. Well, folks, that's all we've got from the archives of comments. So I want to encourage you all to leave a comment. You can drop by over at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there on any of the episodes, and we'll be able to see it, just like I did on these episodes that I went back and found in the comments. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or my preferred way is to hear from you by phone call. You can call me at 888-684-8415 and give me a voicemail, because we love to hear from you, actually hear your voice and have you be a part of this show as well. So, folks, really, I appreciate so much you taking the time to be a part of just this little bit of fun we have in Mayberry. And we'll see you next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Good night, folks.